I'm Phil Pringle, and welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you are in the world. C3 Church Global is a family of almost 600 churches around the world, and this podcast is all about equipping pastors and leaders to lead healthy, growing, and multiplying churches. We are Christ-centered, Spirit-powered, and Connect-driven. Every week on this podcast, you will find new and uplifting content to strengthen you, equip you, and help you lead others into a relationship with Christ. You'll find a mix of devotionals that build your faith and your relationship with Christ, as well as rich and empowering conversations with leaders and friends in ministry from around the world. We also bring inspiring testimonies and updates from our pastors and churches throughout the C3 movement on the 64 nations that we're present in. Here's this week's podcast.
Hey, welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast. My name is John Pierce, the Exec Director for C3 Global. I'm joined by two very wise men. We have Ben Giles, who is the General Manager of C3 Global, and Steve Burgess, formerly the Pacific Regional Director and part of the Global Exec, and you'll know him as the Genius Steve. So welcome, gentlemen.
Great to be here. Thanks, John.
Great to be here. Thanks, John.
Excellent. We're talking today all things training. And in Singapore earlier this year, we released our global training strategy. For years, we've had Express, which we're going to talk about today, but we're sort of broadened it out a little more than just having Express. And we'll chat about Academy, Express, and Launch. But firstly, why? What do you reckon that we need to have a clear global training strategy?
Well, I think our vision is to grow healthy, growing, multiplying churches, mm-hmm. and to equip pastors to do that.
Yep.
And so it's incumbent on us as a global movement to be effective, yep. in training people to lead healthy, growing, multiplying churches. And this is a part of our strategy.
Yes.
I think it's the best we've ever done, and mm-hmm. we're getting better and better at that. So it's an exciting time for us as C3.
That's yep. really good.
It's exciting. Exciting to be part of building God's kingdom, isn't it?
Mm. I love
planning
that.
Churches. It's what we're a part of.
I love that. And just for people to understand, so the Global Executive is part of the global team. So there's about 10 of us on the Global Executive. We work really closely with the regional directors, who there's 12 regions around the world. And these couples are overseeing churches in those regions to have, you know, they run regional gatherings, they help equip pastors, they make sure people are being overseen, they make sure the culture is flowing into those regions. So the global team, the global exec, is really working with those regional directors to empower our local church pastors.
Yeah, and I think the other thing too is that there's lots of content out there.
So much content.
We've probably never lived in a more content-saturated time, mm-hmm. where all of this content is so accessible to us.
Yes.
But we are a particular tribe of yes. churches with a particular culture.
Yes.
And so it's important for us to be designing content, mm-hmm. and producing opportunities for training that fits with our particular culture as well.
Yeah, it gets our flavor on. Mm. I really like that. And one of the reasons, really, for probably 3 years prior to Singapore 2024, where we launched our Academy Express and Launch strategy, we did a lot of research, a lot of questionnaires, a lot of talking to pastors about how can we really help a local church pastor effectively develop local leaders, so to raise them up. Because we want to plant churches, they're not just going to suddenly one day go, oh, here I am, I'm ready to go. Mm-hmm. We have to be very strategic about it. And I like to say this, that if content would create great leaders, we'd have already changed the world. Mm. Because like you said, there's so much content out there. So we've needed to dive a bit deeper beyond just providing content to the hows. So I might start us at Express, because a lot of us are familiar with Express. It's the brainchild of Mark and Bernie Kelsey. I did Express back in 2001 as a brand new senior pastor, and it was formative in my understanding. So let's chat a bit about Express. Steve, you're actually part of your role on the global team is going to be to oversee Express around the world. What do you love about Express?
Yeah, I love Express is incarnational, mm-hmm. and it's an opportunity for people to come together and to sit across the table from some world-class trainers. I think it is probably the most effective tool that we have for enculturation.
Yes.
So it's really an opportunity to live and to breathe C3 culture for that week, mm-hmm. and to engage, to ask questions,
yep.
To explore tensions. We have seen it be very effective all around the world. Mm. in terms of developing C3 culture. So
yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I love. And obviously, Pastor Mark and Bernie, for many years, have been so fruitful.
Yes.
And have designed this course.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a great tool.
It's literally thousands of people in C3 who have done Express.
Absolutely, yeah.
Those who were already senior pastors to upskill, those joining the movement to catch the culture.
Yep.
Great connection with one another. I still got friends from doing Express 23 years ago, would you believe, from all around the world.
Yeah.
And then the content of leadership development and immersive shift.
It exposes people to new ideas, new ways of thinking.
Yes.
Great for church planters, great for multi-site location pastors. Yeah. So it's a great tool that we have.
Yeah. This year, Ben, you've gone to a few places where we've done it the first time and you've jumped into the world of Express. What have you liked about it?
It's the transformational shift.
Mm-hmm.
And people have heard about Express, they've either through somebody else who's already done it, or their local church pastor said, hey, you'd be great, go for it, have a great time. But they come in, they're sort of a little bit uncertain as to exactly what they're going to experience. But you watch them day on day as they go through five days, four leadership components that we go through, your personal world, leading others, leading churches and leading ministries. And it really is, by the time they come to that fifth day, you can see that God's imparted into them something new, something fresh, and they're ready. They're ready to go and do the next thing that God's calling them to do. And I love that. I love seeing that by the time they come to Friday, they're on fire. They are absolutely, they've been put through their paces.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yep. From a physical standpoint, emotional, spiritual, and they come out revived, refreshed, and ready to go on.
Yeah, I think it's one of the things that shifts people in their inner world, their physical world, and their leadership world more than anything else, because of that throw in the deep end and grow together, which means then you make deep friendships.
Absolutely. Well, that was the other thing that I was going to say is that, you know, leadership can be lonely.
Yes.
But what we have seen is that people develop because relationships are built through shared experience.
Yeah.
People develop these great relationships which continue on beyond those 5 days. I'm a part of so many WhatsApp groups.
You're the WhatsApp genius, Steve, though.
Yeah, yeah, apparently. So, I mean, but, you know, the continuation of just the relationship, it's a community where people can go where they need advice or they need prayer.
Yeah.
So from that point of view, it's fantastic as
well. Well, that was one of the reflections of the four pastors that came, the four senior pastors, or the eight senior pastors from the four churches that came to the first one in Brazil that we ever did, 44 people, but their reflection at the end was that their region's never been stronger.
Right.
After 5 days of, you know, being together, that's transformational for their region. And you can see that those four churches are going to be 10, 12 in very short period of time.
Well, we've done two now in Fiji. The first one that we did, and we've been doing conferences, gatherings in Fiji for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
The first one that we did, there were so many significant moments of breakthrough, and they very quickly and readily said, this is the most effective thing that we've ever done in terms of C3 in Fiji.
Yes.
So many conversations, breakthrough moments, impartation happening
that
would never happen in a conference setting.
Really good.
So good.
I love that.
Super effective.
Really, I love that. So in essence, we're building our global training strategy is building off the fact that Express has been there for years and is really successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we wanted to do then is to put something sequentially before Express so that in a local church, we really want to help a local church senior pastor be more effective. We all want to raise great leaders, and all of us would love to raise leaders to help grow our church, to help sometimes we need leaders to take over the leadership of our church. We need people to go and plant. And so that just doesn't happen by accident. It has to be intentional.
Yes.
So what we've looked at is this is where we brought in the Academy. The Academy has just got a few key components. And the idea of it is that Steve, as a local church pastor, identifies, you know, 3, 4, 5, or 6 or so, it could be couples or individuals, who are at the group leader level now. They're leading a group effectively. They're attracting people, and you sense leadership on them. You don't know, you don't have to commit, you don't know where they're going to get to, but you sense that there's a call of God to maybe be a key staff member in your church, maybe to be a ministry leader, maybe to be a church planner, a location pastor. So you have this sense of call, but you want to shape and develop them. So that's what Academy is targeted at. And over 2 years, we want to grow them in this two-year program. So, and the joy of Academy is it's not just providing content. It's actually a few different components. So one is a church opts in, says we're into Academy, and there is a cohort for the senior pastor. And this is where the senior pastor gathers with 6 or 8 other senior pastors on Zoom, different regions, get together. Facilitators talk about best practice for raising leaders, best practice for identifying leaders. Because again, it's not just giving content. So so there'll be things like, oh, how do we effectively teach people to shadow us? How do we get people to learn those type of experiences? How do we do the apprenticing model? And I found we did the pilot in our church. We got 6 young couples. We had 17 churches globally do the Academy Year 1 pilot. About 100 sort of people joined into the program. And every time I met with the senior pastors, we do it 5 or 6 times a year. Every time we met, everyone was buzzing about what they're learning, first about how to develop leaders, but the shifts they're seeing in people.
And how did you find that? You're an accomplished senior pastor and leader developer.
Yes.
Going through this again, being refreshed on leading and identifying leaders. How did you find that personally?
Well, I really loved it. And probably the reflection for me is about 7 years ago, I realized that the leaders that we were developing at, in our church were more almost accidental. It was almost by accident. Yeah, almost like a group of people were rising, but we weren't being intentional in creating a clear pathway. So it's out of that experience that I've realized most senior pastors, we put on leaders meetings and we put some resources out there and we hope that somehow people are going to learn to be leaders. But the way Jesus developed leaders was so intentional. Okay. Come into this inner circle.
Right.
Let's talk about it. So there's three components. One is there is this group where a facilitator is talking through best practice. We've got videos that the senior pastors will watch how to identify leaders, how to develop leaders, how to lead groups of small groups of potential leaders. Great. And so they'll work through that. And then we've got pretty much a year, there's 20 sessions. So we've, I think, chosen 15 or so of our best practitioners in leadership from around the movement, who have all contributed a 25 to 30 minute video. So you get your group to watch that video and then we get together and it can be via Zoom, it can be, we do it around a potluck meal and we get together. There's a very clear format, which I love. Jason Schroeder has helped put this together. Jason is a genius, all right? So he's put together this 90 minute format that can be on Zoom, it can be in a room around meal. There's prayer, there's discussion, there's homework. That's a really important part of it. There's opportunities to shadow somebody in this particular area of leadership so you can learn by observing. And then what happens is I go, okay, Ben, we're spinning the pen. We've watched this week about growing your leadership capacity by Jess Picken. Everyone's watched it and everyone's come and they've actually got a 5-minute summary. So you don't know if it's going to be, we spin the pen and out of the room, it's like, okay, today, Steve, give us your 5-minute summary. So you can't wing it. You've got to watch it. You've got to absorb. You've got to absorb it.
Got to be prepared.
And then we're having a great conversation.
Yeah.
And honestly, the depth of conversations that I've watched people have and growing in their confidence, their awareness, their understanding of leadership, it's been phenomenal.
What about, you mentioned developing leadership capacity by Pastor Jess Picken.
Yes.
What are some other contributors?
Okay, so we use the same Express format. So we're doing your personal world. So it might be marriage. There's a stunning session by Pam Borrow on being a single person in ministry, which was really good. So we're talking, you know, we're talking finances. We're talking Pastor Phil on identity. We're talking, so that's in the personal section. You go through to ministry and groups, coaching people, how to have an effective coaching conversation.
Pastoral care.
Kathy Green did a genius one on pastoral care. Sonny Kane did an amazing session on how to have a coaching conversation with people. Good. Really great. Lars Helveson did a great one on discipleship and the culture of discipleship. We've got the Gates from Mark Kelsey. So we've got Simon Mack on theology. So there's like the fathers and mothers of our movement are flowing through, but some of our best current leaders are sharing content. So we're watching those.
Gee, Pastor John, this sounds really expensive. What's the cost of the local church?
I'm counting the cost. The GM's sitting here just looking at the dollar figure.
Here's the great thing. It's crowdsourced. Every leader who contributes is doing it for free. So we're giving back to the movement. Then Jason Schroeder and his team actually have put this together for free. And then they've done that. So ultimately, a church is opting in for, wait for it, I think we pay a levy and that's it. So it's part of the levy.
That's your levy going to work for you.
That is your levy going to work for you. Absolutely.
I think I'm going to have to go back to the spreadsheets. Just check those numbers.
Yeah, no, I'm so delighted because I just feel like, so for example, in 2025, Joel Burden from KL is heading up Academy. He's the new spearhead of Academy. We've got at least 50 churches are jumping in. That'll be 500 participants who are doing the Academy in 2025, which is closed now. But each year by October, so mid-year every year, there'll be an opportunity to sign up for the following year's Academy. And so, because it's not just we're sending you content. You get into these collabs of groups. You get into a place where you're as a senior leader learning that. And so each year by October, people can opt in. I would imagine that 2026, there'll be over 100 churches who are running the Academy program, over 1,000 participants, and it's 2 years.
And as well, we are working really hard on making these sorts of resources more and more accessible for countries that aren't speaking English.
This is where Ben comes in, because we're actually getting it in local languages around the world, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're spending a fair bit of money, actually, when it comes to finances on investing in getting our C3 content into local languages. And we find that that's really important because it allows people to understand who we are as a culture.
Yeah.
And it's great. We're doing that in Brazil, in Bahasa, for Indonesia.
So good.
It's great. There's some in Hindi as well too. Yep. We're looking into that at the moment. Yep. So it's really a great investment into our movement and to the various people, not just for our senior pastors who, you know, predominantly speak English, but for them to take back to their local churches. It's great.
So essentially for 1 year of Academy, there'll be 20 sessions across the year. And then the second year, so the idea is the first year takes someone from effectively being a group leader or a team leader and to the level of being a leader of leaders. So like the coach kind of level. That's the first year. The second year then will take a person who's at that, I know how to lead leaders, to how to be then grow over 12 months to be a ministry leader. So I could lead a youth ministry, I could lead a worship ministry or a groups ministry. So we're developing it. The point of this is that at the end, somewhere in the second half of the second year or in the year after is where Express kicks in.
Yeah.
So rather than going, oh, you're a group leader, I think you've got a potential, I'll send you to Express. Mm. We're taking the Academy and we're building people.
Right.
And honestly, as a pastor, being in that small group context with young leaders hands-on shaping and watching the lights go on, it is rewarding.
And it's a tool for assessment where you can... you know, figure out who the people are that you want
exactly.
to submit to Express.
Yeah, and there will be a process as people do it, like, oh yeah, people are really right. Like we've had some people who we were not involved in leadership at all, who are absolutely killing it, and it's just been because they've joined in this Academy program and then had opportunity. So the second year, that'll take us into Express, and out of Express, ideally they're functioning really well in a local church, and this is where... Beyond Express comes Launch, Ben. Talk to us about Launch. So this is the third part of a three-part strategy. Academy leads to Express, which leads to Launch.
And so just to come back, to entry level into Express, we're really looking at your leading leaders.
Yes.
That's really, if you're going to identify anybody in your church who's ready to come to Express, that's really the point.
Yeah.
For Launch, though, this is our 12-month church planting program.
Yes.
So we're looking at identifying who's ready to plant a church, who's keen, who feels that's the call of God on their life to plant a church. And so we are coaching coaches that will train and mentor church planters through this 12-month program. It's a 12-syllabus program. Yes. Again, that just builds on what we've been learning through Academy and Express, but it really goes into...
specifically
that's
about
right,
planting.
Nuts and bolts around governance, around... budgeting, around leadership development yourselves, you know, identifying the church that God's put on the inside of you.
Yes.
Because that's going to be unique based on who you are as a couple, as a church planting couple.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important. So it's essentially discovering that, working through that with your coach.
Yes.
And then through it, within that 12-month period, at some point, launching.
Yes.
Going ahead and having your first,
right,
you know, interest nights and, yep, and going through the process. So it's very much applied. It's an experiential 12-month program. It's, yes, not theory. This, yes, isn't just, and then you go and think about
and
it.
You're part actually of thinking that about same thing. You're part of a cohort of, exactly, planters. So,
yes,
so in that essence, it could be that you've already planted and you want to, like within the first year, you,
yeah,
want
to, totally,
you want to, yeah, upskill, or you're planning to plant. So we're actually running a pilot. So this is all new. We're kind, yep, of a pioneer in this. We're running a pilot in 2025.
2025.
And then we'll be rolling it out globally. The cool thing is this can be across regions because it'll all be on Zoom.
Exactly.
So the in-room experience, or the in-person, is Express. But then going forward, we're going to, again, you'll be hearing from our best practitioners in the movement who've planted churches. We'll be building, right, content that is really designed for a planter.
Exactly.
So, and you'll have an experienced mentor leading that group. And you'll, again, same, you'll be forming connections and learning off each other. What did you do? How did you go about that? Yep. I think it should be really exciting.
And all of these are helpful for people who just want a refresher.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe they've been going for some time.
Yes.
But,
yeah. Sometimes you need a bit of a reboot.
Mm. Yeah.
And so to rethink through things because you didn't get the training.
Mm.
And it will be available for both location pastors, mm-hmm, so multi-site, absolutely, churches who are sending people, and also autonomous plants. And there'll be some content, obviously, that's geared for an autonomous planter,
mm-hmm,
that won't be so relevant for a location pastor, but,
right,
but we'll work that through together to go, hey, this, you need to talk to your senior pastor, if you're a location pastor, of how that works in your context.
Yes, mm-hmm, it, very much so. You've got to work with your sending pastor in order for, yeah, for that to work. And look, I'd said, possibly could even be open to a sending pastor who's interested to work it through with their location pastors. Mm. That could be a really nice model to work hand in hand through that whole process together, and it's just going to make you far more successful.
Well, it's so cool. So this last year, 2023, we planted how many churches, Ben?
Last year, 2023?
Yes.
45.
And this year, 2024?
More than 40 is what I'm committing
more
to at this 40. Point in time.
I've heard something like 48, but more than 40, we'll take it conservatively.
Yeah, I think it's actually going to be a touch higher than that, to,
okay,
be perfectly honest.
But ultimately, we're going to be planting 100 in a year and, yep, 500 in a year. But that only, this is the long game,
right,
of being leadership developers.
Exactly.
And, right, having an intent, not just having an altar call once a year in our church, who wants to plant a church?
Right, right.
But really being intentional about creating pathways or pipelines for leadership development.
Totally.
It's an exciting time for C3 Global. A lot of great people putting lots of work into this. Hey, so what a great conversation. Obviously, alongside of all of what we're doing from C3 Global with those training initiatives, C3 College is running. C3 College will provide systematic theology that you can run in your own church. So that's part of our global strategy. So if you want to jump in, pastors, if you want to run an academy in your church in 2026, then website details are here below. You can jump on in and register by October 2025. If you've got some people you'd like to send to Express, talk to your regional director because they'll be planning a Express in your region coming up soon. And stay tuned for more details of launch. This has been a great conversation, guys. Love you, C3 Global. You're amazing.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. If you're a pastor or a leader, we'd love to connect with you. Throughout the year, around the world, at our regional gatherings are a great opportunity for pastors to come and discover who we are as a movement. Or if you simply want to come and be refreshed and blessed, you're more than welcome. If you're interested, reach out at hello@c3churchglobal.com. That's hello@c3churchglobal.com. See you again soon.